This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. As I'm sure you already know, the USDA's World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates were released yesterday and gave us some new numbers to look at. Grain merchandiser for CHS, Phil Seaman, says the report didn't exactly throw out any surprising figures, but he does think farmers need to be paying attention to the crops in South America.
The USDA report, really, there was not any big unexpected changes. It's still currently telling us what we all thought was the case. We're going to have a big corn crop, going to have a big bean crop. Bean yields were just a shade bigger, 0.8 of a bushel nationwide. Corn yields were down about 1 bushel an acre. We're going to end up with about a 15 billion bushel corn crop and 4 billion bushel bean crop. And we're going to have a significant carryover for the year.
What does this mean to farmers around this area? Obviously, we've been seeing some pretty big yields out of corn and beans, and those numbers in the report say so. But what does that mean to farmers?
Yields are all over the place. I think in general they're a little better, corn and beans both. Probably beans a little more historically better than the corn. And I think they're going to have to really watch and see what happens in South America with the yields we're going to have nationwide and in our area. We're going to have to determine what's going to happen in South America as they're planning. Going to have to see how many acres of corn and beans they're going to plant, what their yields are going to be, their growing conditions. If they have a big crop, we'll have a pretty big worldwide supply. Of course, that's 6 months down the road or so. But we could have significant crops. We do have good demands for corn and beans worldwide, but we're just going to have to see what the supply is going to be.
And I imagine watching that supply is also going to determine how much of this grain we're going to be exporting.
There's good export demand, especially in the first quarter of the marketing year, which, you know, is going to take us until January, February. Historically, South America takes over. Everybody likes to export, import South American grain after the first of the year. If they have it, exports will switch to them. But we'll have strong demand until that time frame in our region.
And also, with all this grain, don't want to talk a ton about prices, but we haven't seen a ton of movement, and I assume if we're going to continue seeing this much grain, that's probably going to continue to be the trend.
Price-wise, you think prices are depressed. Can they get a whole bunch better? That's hard to say. I think you will see when the harvest gets over and the bin door slams shut, the producer will be a reluctant seller. That may have to have the prices rebound a little bit. We are in harvest. We are considering a big harvest, so maybe we are seeing some lower prices. But we don't have high expectations. We don't think we're going to see the prices we saw last year anyway.
And I want to talk about, you know, we're saying we're seeing a lot of grain coming in. We'll talk about the quality of that. Have there been any concerns? I know just talking with several people around the area have seen a little bit of disease in corn, in the early corn, but now we're moving on to beans. So what are things looking like?
The bean quality looks good. I mean, the corn, yes, we did expect some damage in the corn from diseases. It didn't materialize. It's not as bad as what we had kind of thought it might be, which is a good thing. But it still may leave that crop susceptible during storage for maybe some things developing in the bin. I would just suggest everybody watch their crops while they're being stored and make sure they don't come up with a problem. We did have, in the old crop corn, late in July and August, we did see some weevil pressure in the bins, and hopefully everybody got their bins sprayed after they emptied them, and that doesn't develop into the new crop.
Well, sounds like some good advice there for farmers. And Phil, we talking about the grain quality and the global supply, you do have comments that are posted on the CHS website daily referring to the grain markets.
We do. On our local website, we have Dennis. He really does a good job putting comments on the website throughout the day. And they're not just copies of what you see out of all the major players. He puts his own spin on it. I think they're very interesting, very informal. And I would encourage people to go and look at those. And, I mean, that's chsshipman.com. And I think you'd be pleased at what comments he does put on there. I would encourage that.
Phil Seaman, grain merchandiser for CHS out of their Shipman location. And coming up next, we'll take a look at the state crop report numbers from this week and hear a local harvest update after these messages. Well, as we know, the good weather we saw last week allowed farmers to make good progress on harvest and also allowed some fall tillage. According to this week's state crop report, the average temp was 63 degrees, and that was about 6 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about a half of an inch, and that was a quarter of an inch below normal. There were 5.5 days that allowed field work during the week ending on October 9th. Topsoil moisture supply rated 1% very short, 4% short, 85% adequate, and 10% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 5% short, 87% adequate, and 7% surplus. Corn harvest was 62% completed compared to 65% last year, and corn condition rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 13% fair, 56% good, and 27% excellent. Moving into soybeans, coloring increased to 98% compared to 97% last year, and soybeans dropping leaves was at 90% compared to the same number for the 5-year average. Soybean harvest was 39% completed compared to 65% last year, and soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 14% fair, 58% good, and 24% excellent. And taking a look at winter wheat, planted area reached 20% compared to 30% for the 5-year average, and winter wheat emerged was at 3% compared to 11% last year. And now we'll check in with a local farmer to see how the report compares to this area of the state. Luther Timpson and his family live and farm near Mount Olive in Macoupin County, and Luther says this fall has been a very good harvest, and he's had some great yields.
It's been going great. I mean, the weather's been good. Almost would like a little bit of rain to slow things down to get a little bit of a break, but it's been going good. We're down to about 20% left to go. Of course, when you grow wheat and you have double crop beans, we're always the last one out there to combine. So I'll be waiting a month or so to finish up. I got about 200 acres of double crop beans to finish up. But I'd say by the end of the week, we'll be done with beans on this farm. And then, we have about 170 acres of corn left, roughly. But, it's been going great. It's been probably one of my best harvests. Low stress, you know, good weather. So when you don't have a bunch of, rainy, wet mud to deal with, it makes things a lot easier.
How have yields been? Have you had any big issues, or have the crops the health of them been pretty good?
No, the health's been good on the crops. One thing, we fungicide about 80% of our corn crop. And, what we've noticed on our fungicide ground to our non-fungicide ground is we're looking at a 30 to 50 bushel bump on it. So you take the 7-8 bushel that it takes to pay for the fungicide, and it was worth the money. And what I've noticed is that the health of the plant, corn stalk, is a lot better with the fungicide without the fungicide. So when you hit it with that corn head, it shatters. The non-fungicide just shatters. It just breaks apart. But with the fungicide, it stays together the stalk. It pulls through the corn head a lot better. It doesn't fluff on the head. The corn's been probably some of my best yields all the way around. Light dirt, dark dirt, it's been very good. On the bean ground, depending on the variety, our big issue right now is the whole water hemp issue. And you see more and more of that out in the soybean fields. And we're trying to get a handle on that. And some are going to a Liberty Link bean. Some are staying with the Roundup Ready 2 beans. But I think the issue on that is we're going to have to try to do a different chemical program to get a hold of that if we don't go to a different bean altogether. What I've noticed is where there's a heavy water hemp presence, we drop down in the yield monitor 20 bushel. And where it's not, we're back up 20, 25 bushel. We did a little bit of fungicide on the beans. I don't see a big increase on fungiciding beans, but I do notice that the stems stay greener, which is harder to combine, which is harder on the equipment, and the beans are dry. So you just kind of carry both factors over to see whether you want a fungicide or not. But that's what I've noticed. It's been great yields all the way around. Like I said, I think the biggest issue for all of us is the weed pressure for next year.
And thanks again to Luther Timpson of Macoupin County for that update. And we'll be hearing more from Luther tomorrow about the third graders from Litchfield that visited his farm yesterday and how he and his wife got started in the farming business. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.